Legal Speaking episode number 3. Let's get to it with today's topic, the mysteries of SCP Foundation. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. About a year ago, I came across a uniquely fascinating and clever website called SCP Foundation, a creepypasta wiki that is a secret document of a government organization that monitors the planet and looks for supernatural objects, creatures, and places. In the fictitious environment of this website, the SCP Foundation is responsible for finding and containing persons, entities, places or objects that violate the laws of nature known as SCP. When SCP is discovered, it employs agents to collect, transport and store it in the Foundation's facilities, even if it cannot be transported. SCP The Foundation's website accepts contributions from all, so if your article or story is accepted and included in its archive, please accept it. Submissions are accepted by filling in the file entries 4000-4999, which contain the fifth group of submissions from the SCP Foundation. Due to the ever-changing nature of the SCP Foundation, these entries may or may not be accurate. There is an implicit, universal reason for this inconsistency, namely that the SCP Foundation created fake SCP files to hide the truth, but there is a better explanation, based on recently recovered files, that the secret organization exists to contain abnormal supernatural objects and beings far from the public's eyes. Before the researchers were attacked, the Dr. SCP Foundation was a secret organization responsible for containing dangerous supernatural creatures, humans and artifacts. The special containment procedures of the Foundation, commonly abbreviated as SCP Foundation, is the eponymous organization dedicated to containing anomalies ranging from creatures to objects, locations, and events known as anomalies. The secret CONT containment procedures is an organization dedicated to the protection of objects and places, events and phenomena known by the acronym SCP. The special containment procedures of this foundation are the title of an organization dedicated to the investigation of anomalies ranging from creature to object, from place to event, known in the SCP as SCPS. SCP Foundation is an organization of governments around the world that is charged with the responsibility of maintaining and investigating the ability to operate SCP objects, colloquially called SCP objects. SCP Foundation fits into a subculture, with a strong focus on the history, culture and history of SCP, skip over and its origins. SCP Foundation also has the SCP Foundation Handbook, which you can view and read. There is Wikidot, which is dedicated to the history and literary analysis of SCP articles, and there is also a collection of articles that tell the history of the Foundation and its history and its origins, which can be found here. The SCP Foundation website is so easy to read and write that it almost looks like you have built a web-based platform for writing. If you are surprised that something about the SCP Foundation has been published in print, you will be surprised to read about it in its current form. For now, however, we should celebrate the creative milestones that the SCP Foundation represents and how they represent a whole new frontier in collaborative fiction. If you're wondering where to start, there's really a cheerful, go round that is the SCP Foundation. For those of you who love urban legends and creepy internet creatures, you can't look further than the website dedicated to gathering information about supernatural creatures and events and objects. SCP Foundation. There is not really a single page dedicated to collecting and archiving this type of information, and most remain obscure forum topics on 4chan and Reddit. The SCP Foundation page has been created, which includes the first real newcomers to the site. What I find very convincing now is that the universe of the SCP Foundation really works best for me. What you can see on his website is a new way of telling a story that has emerged from the rise of the internet. Anyone can take SCP's ideas and take its story elements, which means it goes beyond simple fiction and becomes something completely new and unique. A decade ago, this would not have been possible, and this is something we do not have today. I'm not sure what to do. SCP Foundation manages the documentation of the SCP in its custody, which contains the corresponding report files and can be linked to them. While the objects under his wiki cover vary widely, some are constant. Content on this website that
has been contributed by companies, sites or objects that store information that violates the standard sandbox can only be edited by the original author, mod and admin. SCP Foundation has managed to establish a creepy, almost compelling universe, and some of the most popular fan works inspired by it are free online video games that inspire comparisons to the equally terrifying Slender games. The game may not have been written by hundreds of anonymous online faces, but it captures the chaotic, random nature of the SCP Foundation. It also bears a strong resemblance to other games based on the idea that the SCP Foundation is the result of a collaborative project that fell apart due to a lack of coordination between its creators and its creator.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Troy and this was episode 3 of Hello, Eagle speaking. See ya next time.